produce anything.
I see. Because
like beer.
Yes, yes. Would not mind that at all.
Is your bathtub full of it?
No, it's really... I hate that bathtub.
You wouldn't want to make bath beer in that bathtub.
Wouldn't want to make bath beer.
You wouldn't.
The way that I put it is that bathtub is no longer able to bathtub.
You don't even want to be taking baths in that bathtub.
No. It's really uncomfortable. It doesn't even have like the slant thing on one end where you can kind of lean back and be comfortable. It's just like literal down, over.
It doesn't even have feet, so it's not even cool in that regard.
No, it's just plastered in the wall crappily. I hate it.
So about the podcast.
Oh, we're getting to that, but I mean, I like having these soft openings because it makes it more accessible as a show rather than just like, hello, we are here talking about this and we are only going to go in lists and not actually having a discussion. It's more fun when we have conversations like this, but since
that lesson from Radio Free Roscoe.
Yes, exactly. I remember that show.
It was the best.
That was a great show. That always followed Degrassi, didn't it?
Yep. It was like a good version of Degrassi.
Yes.
In Canada.
It was a technology-based radio show.
Is it Degrassi Canadian as well?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But
welcome to the show.
Yes. Frank, you brought it up. Bennett, you're the first time joining us on the show, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Frank,
welcome back.
Third time. First time with Adam in studio as well. So.
This is the first time. You keep telling me he's going to be here.
And then something happens.
So this which is the hat trick.
Yes.
I usually blame
here.
On you.
And here I am. I'm glad you're here. Buddy.
For episode 64, so glad that this all finally...
Episode Nintendo 64.
Yes, I'm really pissed off. I know that this has nothing to do with streaming, but I still want to vent about this for a second and a half.
Vent.
That if you plug in a Nintendo 64 into a modern TV, that the processing rate is too fast and the screen goes by too fast, that it's a harder game.
Really?
Seriously?
Like, have you not played Mario Kart 64 on an advanced TV and sensed that it was a little off?
I didn't try Mario Kart 64.
I got a verification. Oh,
we have a verification from our mystery
audience. Yes, our audience.
Our studio audience
is
confirming.
Yeah.
Honestly, try it out on a flat screen. The processing rate for the screen itself, it flies by to the point like, what the fuck just happened?
Older games are supposed to be harder. We're just reinforcing that now. like maybe it wasn't so hard at the time, but now through technology,
through
it's even
age.
Harder.
Well, through age, we suck slightly more.
Yes.
Oh, good God.
I think I was too distracted by how crappy they looked to notice how fast
Ocarina of Time holds up well.
As does Smash Bros. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that one was
distant enough. If you sit far enough away from the screen.
but GoldenEye. Go look at GoldenEye.
Can we just really quick vent on how awful it was when someone would pick Oddjob.
True. We never knew. We weren't that plugged into the internet, so we didn't know that Oddjob was like the be-all, end-all.
No, there was one person in every group who just knew
that Oddjob was... Well, because he was shorter. You couldn't aim at him.
Yeah.
Aim down and then shoot.
You had to like use that awful C control and be like, ah!
But if you set down your aim, you could only hit Oddjob and not the other people. So just do that. Just kill Oddjob.
You could set your aim lower?
Couldn't you? Like when you adjust... Because you had to use the C buttons to like aim. Couldn't you
set
it?
No. It depended on your control style because it would actually pop back up to normal level
if you moved, then it shifted. Ah. Yeah. So you had to approach and then go.
I always found it weird, like thinking back, how did first-person shooters exist before, you know,
double thumbsticks?
Wolfenstein 3D.
Oh, hang on, Wolfenstein.
Strafe left and strafe right were like
Duke
up
Nukem.
Here where you were like...
Doom.
Duke. Doom. Let's be honest. Yeah. First-person shooters existed best on the PC.
They still do exist best on the PC.
Yeah, it's true. Unless you're playing Halo or Uncharted.
I've never played those on PC.
Play Unreal. It's like the same thing, but on a PC.
It just, you know, different.
Now, has anyone
you wouldn't make Red versus Blue with that one.
Now, has anyone tried PlanetSide 2? I know we're getting way off track.
We'll drop it then.
Don't worry.
Perfect. Bennett, what do you stream? Like, do you do a lot of music, movies, TV shows, streaming at all?
TV shows, definitely. I'll sit down on weekends and watch, like, whole series front to back. Like, I did Smallville during school. That was my old shame. Like first seven seasons took me like 2 weekends.
I think everyone gets one CW show.
Hang on, Shane. Oh, everyone enjoyed Smallville.
I enjoyed it at the time, but then I read the TV tropes and I was like, oh yeah, that was sort of terrible.
Wait, hang on. But it's your personal experience is better than the silly blogs. Yeah,
but once your intelligence and culture Doomsday made realizes me sad. It.
But yeah, and then I watch what I do a lot mostly with streaming is I watch people play League of Legends. And I watch.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I watch the tournaments because those are cool. Like,
oh god,
yeah.
Did you watch
the announcement?
You watched the World Finals, didn't you?
Most of it. I didn't watch the final game, but I watched most of it. Yeah.
So if those of you at home don't know what this brilliant game is,
that
check
right
out
here.
League. Oh, you
League of Legends.
Are we all players?
I mean, I'm raising my hand because
you don't know
that one.
Okay,
I've seen it played. I've never played.
It is an incredible top-down.
It's called a MOAB. They coined the term.
Is it MOBA?
MOBA?
Yeah, multiplayer online battle arena.
Battle arena? Oh, okay.
Arena
MOBA.
Battle.
Yeah, not
MOAB.
Arena.
MOBA.
I got
it's,
where you're
it's
going.
It's MOBA. It's basically they coined that Riot coined that term when they made the game because they didn't want to people calling it a Dota clone, which is
Dota.
What it is.
Which is a great game too.
What?
Dawn
Dota,
of the Ancients.
No, Defense of the Ancients.
Defense of the
because you're defending the base, which are the Ancients. And it's like an RTS,
which
you only control one
World
character.
Yes.
Like it's our RTS controlled base, where you only control one character, and they level up, and then the objective is to destroy the enemy team's Nexus, and you start off really weak and crappy. And then once you get to level 18, you're awesome, but so is the enemy team, and you try to outplay each other. And League of Legends did a really cool thing, is they have their own spectator mode, and that makes the ability to watch and enjoy video games in tournament style a lot more appealing, because you can see action all over the board when the players can't. Like, it's tough to watch other games. Like, you wouldn't watch Call of Duty Championships, because... Mm-hmm. You're just going to be watching from one person's perspective, and it's kind of
boring.
Or even
rotating your perspective. I've seen that done, and it's really awful. It's hard to track the action. Now, the cool thing about that, relating to streaming media, is
I was actually going to say, so what are you watching
What you're basically watching is as if you were watching a chess match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You watch the board, you get to see the action, and you get to kind of know, because they only get to see their half of the board, just like on a football game. You only really get to see your side of the field. You don't really know what's behind the defenders.
Yeah.
Now,
a lot of fog of war.
Exactly, a lot of fog of war. And the idea behind the game is it's this really high-paced strategy game where you get to combine RPG elements with real-time strategy, and you get to have this incredibly competitive aspect, which streaming media is making competitive gaming an absolute phenomenon. Now, if you didn't already know, the gaming industry is about 6 times larger than the film industry already.
Oh, yeah.
And that's based on stuff like the Xbox Gold membership.
Precisely.
And the PS3, what have you.
Streaming media, much like Netflix, services like Gold, I cannot even for the life of me tell you what the PlayStation 3 system is called.
He knows.
PlayStation Network.
The PlayStation Network.
They might have changed that recently, though.
Whatever.
They're really not as prevalent in the United States market, so I don't know. But streaming media has absolutely revolutionized the way we consume the game community.
Yeah.
I mean,
League of Legends has 7 million active players, which is like...
And at least as many viewers.
Than we have in Minnesota.
Exactly. It's at least as many viewers, too. Mm-hmm. So I watched the international championships.
Yeah,
there were
a few hundred thousand people watching that, I think.
And $2 million cash prize.
Yep.
It was an incredible event.
How long has this game been out?
This is the third. That was the third world championship, wasn't it?
And this is the second.
Oh, no. This is
the beginning
of season
the
three.
Third season of competitive play. We're actually in what they're calling the preseason. If you want to check it out,
yeah.
I recommend checking it out. It's kind of a phenomenon. It's really easy to pick them and play.
And they just got done making all the big changes.
So you're
going to
be stepping into
seasons.
A brand new game.
Yeah, so you'll be up to speed a lot.
Okay, so PC game, yes?
It is a
PC only.
Unfortunately, it doesn't really work all that well on Mac.
I'm wondering, like it's. I wasn't sure when
it's
you
computer.
Said gaming.
Yeah.
So it's computer.
It's a computer, but it is a PC specific.
For viewing, now is that something where you're technically still in game, but you're viewing,
no,
or is this like YouTube?
They do have that option, but it's mostly everybody goes on Twitch TV, so you can watch it anywhere you have an internet connection.
Which is what I was going to bring up next. Twitch, which is a service in and of itself, just to awesome. Stream gaming. Yep. Now, if you guys are gamers at all out there listening, check out Twitch TV.
Definitely.
It is a service unto itself, much like YouTube is a service unto itself. It's not a part of the show. Is it really, you know?
Yeah, it's not branded by them. Yeah,
it's a platform. Twitch is a platform for streamers who basically will just, they're professional people. They spend their time gaming, perfecting their chosen recreation, and they stream their activities live.
Anyone can stream, too. Before XCOM came out, I was really, really hankering for as much XCOM information as I can. Mm-hmm. And some of the developers were streaming their games or whatever, but there was one guy who got his hands on like a hacked version of the game.
Oh, really?
And he, well, it was very limited, but he was playing it and running through like all the strategy options and stuff. And I started watching him, and he had like 500 viewers a night just going through and going through step by step mm-hmm. and which classes were good and how he was going to play the game when he got into it. And he just did it as a hobby because he wanted his buddy like across on the other side of the country to play with him. Mm-hmm. So he could watch his stream and communicate with him. They could kind of play the game together because it's a tactics game, so turns can take as long as you want. And he got so many viewers that he was like, well, I'm going to like make this a thing that I do all the time. And he's...
yeah.
And then you can subscribe, be like a member of Twitch, and then you start getting paid.
People are starting to monetize this.
Yeah.
It's becoming a thing.
Okay, so here's my question. Is based on the description, it sounded like it was something that was... is it something that streams live, or is it all archived? It
streams live.
Live so and it, archived. Like,
okay, archive okay.
Everything that you
so
stream.
So it's like you stream and whatever those other... it's like basically webcam-based, but for this, it's game... specific.
You have to have your either the Twitch offers its own software platform, I think.
Oh, no, I'm not sure. I haven't
to said record not. Your games or okay. to stream yep. your games from yep. your computer. There are a lot of other open source
things that can do
out there that can do exactly the same thing. And okay. people are doing that a lot. They record the games, they put them on YouTube. There are a lot of tutorials out there, but they're changing the dynamic by putting it as a live stream,
right?
And creating these games tournaments. Pickup matches, and it's turning into kind of a phenomenon, especially for gamers in sort of the competitive realm, because
it's a great place to learn. Like before, yeah, you'd have to go on like forums and be active all the time, mm-hmm. and
casual gamers can become competitive.
Yeah, and you don't know who's really talking on a forum if they're pro players or not. But here you're watching the stream, you hear their bullshit, and you hear when they're actually giving real advice, and that you get the personalities. And I think that's, like, you're getting that personal aspect, which is, you know, a lot of sports, there's star players. Star players exist so that, you know, the fans have something to latch on to, and you really oh, yeah. get a sense of that. When I was watching the tournament, I wanted I wanted Curse to win really bad because I like watching their streams, you know? You really get involved.
Mm-hmm. Curse is a fun club to watch.
Yeah.
I was not rooting.
They're kind of dicks. That's why I like them.
Because they dominate.
Curse dominate? No, Curse kind of loses every tournament they're in.
They get to the tournaments. I'll be honest. They got crushed by...
Everybody got crushed by... did they get crushed by Azubu Blaze?
No. Who won? I can't remember the team that won.
Oh, World Elite.
No, they didn't win.
They didn't win?
No, they didn't win.
So, did they lose to Fnatic?
If you know, then you know who I'm talking about. But Curse won up. Curse always... It's like watching the Giants. They never really... get all the way, but they're a fun team to watch.
This is
okay.
This is fascinating because, I mean, we didn't really plan on...
oh, no, I'm loving this. Yeah, high five on that one.
We didn't really plan on you guys having this like League of Legends thing in common or anything like that.
Yeah, we're sitting back going,
yeah, sorry.
What are we
totally
saying?
Leaving you guys out of this.
But, like, yeah, it's also fascinating.
It's captivating
because,
at the same time.
Because I had seen like a short snippet of some gameplay from it, and... you're talking about like $2 million cash prizes for yep. tournaments.
Exactly.
And
the teams
millions
will live
and millions
in house.
Of people playing, and
this is their job.
Wow.
Just like professional athletes, we're looking at a whole, and I'm going off track from the streaming media, but in a lot of ways, this is what streaming media is being used.
It's relatable. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're using streaming media to reveal these people as athletes because they are. Just like chess was huge in the 70s.
Yeah.
We're looking at a resurgence of intellectual athletes, and the exposure is coming from streaming media because it's what they use.
Yeah.
They're either developers by trade, developers by environment, or they're just gamers by love. And so I'll challenge both of you to try the game. because it's a simple download. It takes 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It is, and it is
20 easy. Minutes.
It takes 20 minutes.
You can
oh my
have that
God.
Going on in the background.
And it's a simple game to pick up. It's a simple game to play, and it will become something that you absolutely love to do.
Yep.
Regardless of whether or not you're a gamer at heart.
So do you predict that we are seeing sort of a paradigm shift here?
Completely,
where,
I think.
Where the, I mean,
once you can make money at it, people care.
True.
Right?
I'll take that.
There you go.
Suddenly
there
you... go. Okay. Did anybody, speaking of streaming media and stupid uses of streaming media...
Sure.
Did anybody here do the cinnamon challenge?
No. I know of it. No. I know of it actually from a warning I got at work.
You mean the eating the tablespoon of cinnamon?
Yes.
That we're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. But there... Yeah, I was warned that the consumption of cinnamon too much could suffocate you and you die.
Yeah, it hurts you. Cool. It's not good for you.
And so I've been standoffish about it. But at home, during a dinner, I learned about the six saltine challenge.
Oh, yeah. You have to eat six
the
saltines
original
in
60 seconds.
In 60 seconds.
Yeah. No water, no liquid aid of any sort.
It's the original cinnamon challenge.
It really is. And, like, really, you think about it first, it's like, oh, six saltines, that's nothing. And then you eat one, and you're like, oh, fuck
my
me.
Mouth is a desert.
You're all done.
40 seconds later, you manage to get that one down, and you're like, you have five left.
But yeah,
it is impossible.
I tried. I tried stacking them up and having them that way.
Tried
that
it.
Doesn't work either.
Tried
no,
it.
You get the same result as the cinnamon challenge. You get
not as extreme as the cinnamon challenge.
Oh
though.
No, because I've seen people almost suffocate from that. Anyway, sorry. Yeah,
we had the gallon milk challenge.
Oh God, what was that?
What challenge?
Gallon
it
milk
is
challenge.
Impossible to drink a gallon of milk.
Oh yeah. Oh,
what
God.
Was that Valentine's Day thing that we had at Minnetonka? Where people would do stupid shit for money. What was that?
Dares?
No, like it's around Valentine's.
Oh, are you talking about like heartograms or something?
No, that was cute.
No,
yeah,
that was the
cute
part, but I swear there was something that went on where people were designated per grade to like
they were,
do stupid
shit
or any shit for money.
It was around, you're right, it was around Valentine's Day and we had a Kenner, we called them in my high school.
Oh, God,
at our
what
high
was
school,
it?
But we designated one or two, a male and a female,
yes,
member of the sex, who would collect donations
and any they do for, anything that was requested of them. They
not,
were whores.
Well within reason, you know, there were rules. It is a high school, but Drew Smalley, if you're listening, shaved all of his body hair.
We had
for a $10 donation.
We had somebody.
That's the best part right there.
The timing on the punchline is everything.
We had one person, Alex Hinkle, tried to do the gallon of milk challenge.
Oh no!
And I walked away about halfway through because I knew what was coming, which was him throwing up about a half gallon of milk.
Oh, the interesting man. Part is it goes down white and it comes up black.
Yep.
What? Hang on. What?
Yep.
That's weird.
That's why I left. Because
that,
that's
now,
disgusting.
It's the lactose.
I saw a video that they took it a step further where it was like the guy took like a small spoonful of cinnamon and then he ate like two, like three ghost peppers and then he drank milk and then he like...
I'm uncomfortable.
It was just... It was... horrifying.
Was he a professional eater?
He was some guy in a backyard.
Oh
with,
no!
With his bros watching.
Aren't they?
That's
aren't they all?
Yep.
Bros.
Pretty much.
This is giving me a stomachache just talking about.
Yeah.
This.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So just to transition to try to skirt away from this as quickly as possible, Frank. What about you? What do you? What do you stream?
I've been streaming a lot of League of Legends stuff.
Okay, so
for,
we've
to cover that.
I've
been streaming concerts actually off of Xbox Live.
Okay, what do you watch?
For example, Bruno Mars is on tonight at 7:30. I think it's already passed.
Okay, so is this like a live series?
It's a live series. They do, you know, much like they did the YouTube sessions, the MySpace concerts.
And Apple had its thing
precisely.
For like September, I think.
Now, I'll get into that because I don't know if you guys are Xbox players, I assume.
Got one.
I used to be when.
So, I mean, you got one. They've added Internet Explorer and YouTube to it as browser options on the Xbox front page or in the options for your TV and media.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been using those a lot, actually, to stream a lot of my media. YouTube especially. I do all my
Now, do you find that they have a limited library there?
No, it's like, full library. Okay. It is your full... They have opened up full access to the internet via their Windows 8 interface.
What you're looking at now,
and to stream to bring streaming media back into the focus, especially for Microsoft, who has been really lagging behind in the whole idea of aiming their operating system at streaming media, which Apple had did instantly.
Yeah, and they hopped on that.
They hopped on the train. They were probably the first ones to really revolutionize the idea of streaming media as a part of your operating system.
Right.
Like YouTube becoming a part of the main screen on the iPhone. Apple TV is essentially a streaming hub for all of your media.
And yet, during that entire time, no Flash.
I know, right? That's kind of annoying.
Because I want to watch Homestar Runner when I'm on the go.
When I'm on the go, come on. Who doesn't want to watch Homestar and access Newgrounds?
Yeah, exactly.
Cesspool of...
Oh, Newgrounds is a long time
ago. I know, right? Yeah. I have not been back there in years.
I checked back there once recently, and I did see one YouTube video, or I mean, one...
Newgrounds video,
Flash,
is that called?
Flash video, yeah, I guess I'll
just
say that.
Did I force you to watch the Doctor Who one on there?
You did, but I was thinking about... But I was thinking about the Skyrim one where it was called, it's just called Bear. And basically the main character from Skyrim is running away from this bear and he's climbing up a cliff trying to get away from the bear and the bear's right behind him. He's going, "Rawr!" And then he just turns around and goes, "Fusrotan!" And the bear gets launched off the mountain. And of course the theme music from Skyrim is playing in the background. Ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-bum, as he's flying through the air. He does one full orbit around the planet. Comes back, sees the warrior on top of the mountain, and he's like reaching down trying to grab him, but he's just barely overshoots him and manages to like hook his helmet, and he puts it on, and then he flies into the woods, and it's just, it's so stupid and random. But
that's what
we
went to
it.
Newgrounds for was those ridiculous Flash videos that took half an hour to make.
I was always very worried.
They took lots of time.
I've tried
time.
Flash. Ugh.
It's awful. It's really difficult. My brother actually made a series of videos, and they were awful. But I'll give him full credit. And to any
he actually did it.
To any Flash artist out there, you have my absolute respect. It is an incredibly time-consuming process. Unless hotkeyed and blah blah blah. And you know, it's like using Final Cut Pro. If you know the hotkeys, you can churn out
something a lot faster than
an amateur. Where the hell is this tool? I have to bring it to all of my palettes. Anyway, point being, back to my streaming media thing. They're creating a sort of unified interface for all of their stuff, kind of following the same Apple idea of having interfaces for a single source.
Mm-hmm.
So the Xbox is going to become actually a huge, huge portion.
Well, it does already have kind of that tile
that
feel
same,
to it.
You actually saw that first in the Windows phones and the Lumia 900.
Yep.
And then the Xbox. But it came so easily to Xbox because they did an entirely different transitional period where they had the single panels that you could paw through once they released the Kinect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now what you're going to see next that I think Apple is racing to make sure they keep up with and that Samsung and Microsoft have partnered up very quickly for is the gesture-based television.
Mm.
Now what I've seen, and I don't know if you iHeads out there have heard about the new iTelevision.
That isn't
that has
really
not yet
gonna
been
happen.
Officially acknowledged. There is a patent, by the way.
Yeah, of course there is.
The patent utilizes a Wii-style remote. In the patent, now a lot of buzz on LinkedIn especially that they may have ditched that project because they wanted to go straight to the gesture because the Kinect came out.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly you have the option to put gesture based on basically anything that has an Xbox hooked up to it, and since they sold the Xbox for under cost,
yep,
everyone has one. You have one, you don't use it, but if they had a Kinect and they created an IT gesture based, you could hook up any TV and put a Kinect on top of it for an extra $90, and you'd have a gesture-based television system.
That would be pretty slick.
That's why you're seeing Windows 8.
Because God knows you
in
can't
my
use
mind,
a Kinect to play games.
I'm not going to say that I'm an expert, but if you look at Windows 8, it's touch-based, it's gesture-based. You're going to see some really cool stuff coming pretty soon, especially with streaming media.
I'll still miss a controller in my hand.
Everyone will.
Yeah, there are certain things that you just can't do with just a touch or gesture interface. Like, I have yet to see a racing game done with just like Mario Kart tried to do it with their like the steering wheel, the Wii mode, but that was horrible. Like they gave you like
I prefer double dash.
They put an icon next to your name just so that the other people could see, oh, that's why you sucked, because you was using the steering wheel. So okay,
I can't win her.
But yeah, and then like even on like mobile devices where you have racing games. I mean, I have one where it's very basic, where you're like tapping the left side of the screen to go left, tapping the right side of the screen to go right. But if any kind of tilt control, it's still really unwieldy and just, I don't know, doesn't work well.
And that's the thing. Now, did you know?
It's going to take a while before I'll be ready to completely commit to gesture and touch based.
I could see gesture and touch based for like TV controls or using your computer, but I could not see it for gaming.
Have you tried the Samsung Smart TVs?
I've not.
They are incredible. I will be honest, I would buy one. Gesture based is the future.
I'd believe it.
If I'm just watching TV, sure. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to go, "Eh," and switch the channel.
Yeah. But,
though I would want to have the noise in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
or even like just to say like, "Yes, I want to see more of this." Like, "Ooh."
Marketing guys take note. Marketing guys take note.
Oh, I hate this show.
I want audible changes too. It's like
Well, at the same time, you're seeing a lot of voice-based, especially cues and the combination of gesture, I think, would be really, really successful. But I was going to say, gaming will never feel right without a controller in your hand. But if you tried the new Fable game for the Kinect, now I know you guys don't have Kinects. I got to try it, and I had a blast. It is gesture-based video games. You look ridiculous doing them. It is just a conspiracy
it's part
to get
of the
Americans.
Experience.
Well, yeah. it's I think that gesture, like the sports games on the Kinect, yeah, and like the adventure games or any game on the Kinect, is just a conspiracy to get the American people moving.
Less fat.
I know. Like I actually read today in the Tribune that they actually saw the first time in years a downtick, a minor but significant downtick, the rate of childhood obesity, and I contribute it to the Kinect.
Wee
to the Kinect.
I give it more to the Kinect than the Wii.
Have you tried Dance Central? You tell me that is not a cardio workout in the first 5 minutes, and oh my god!
Or
I sweat.
How long did it take it for you to figure out that Wii bowling could be done sitting down?
Like 10 seconds.
Not even done sitting down. It's done better sitting down. See? But for the Kinect, that doesn't work as well.
No. Now, in all reality, I'm really excited to see what happens with gesture-based games. It's really lame right now. We'll all be honest. I mean, I had fun with the Fable game because you're like blasting away with spells dual-handed and going through cut time scenes constantly, but I mean, it's not meant to be. They obviously didn't mean it to be like a really immersive gaming experience, which I have no doubt Molly knew nearly. Poor man. Point being, back to streaming media.
One more time. As that's been the phrase of the night.
poorly connecting to. I have been streaming a lot of media through my Xbox system, mainly because they've made it really, really easy to do so.
I like it. I've actually, that's another reason why I hooked up my Xbox again, was to get back into that to see what they were doing, because I had found out, probably last week or 2 weeks ago, that they have the playthrough ability on Netflix, mm-hmm, which isn't available through the Apple TV, which I hadn't found
ability?
Through... Where if you're watching a TV series on Netflix on either a PC, is on the PS3?
Oh, yeah.
It's on the PS3. It's on the Xbox 360. Where if you're watching something, what happens is when it gets to the credits or perceivably what the credits are, it'll flash up saying, starting shortly, next episode. It'll just keep going. Like,
in
you can
15 seconds.
Legitimately binge.
Give you a great
like, start
countdown.
To end. Sweet. Without having to do anything if you really wanted to. And it's available on those platforms, but I haven't seen it yet through any of my iOS devices.
A worse time suck than Facebook, because you don't have to stop watching.
Right, right.
Although, it does do the, after a couple hours, it does the, are you still there?
that annoying thing that Pandora pioneered. Are you still here? It costs us money to stream this to you, so are you listening or not?
They had that on collegehumor.com, too. It's like, are you still here?
Are you still here? Poke, poke, poke.
Hello?
Yeah.
I hate that, because I'll be honest, I game on League of Legends and watch Scrubs or...
Yeah, something's playing kind of in the background.
Something kind of in the background noise that you watch 200 times, perhaps Hidden Temple. Right?
You stream
that on there and you just put it on in the background because it's comedy. You need to hear it. Of course, Psych doesn't really work so well because you have to know what he's looking at. I discovered that.
Yeah, you hear that.
And you're like, wait, what?
What's
he looking at? Anyway, I've been doing that constantly. So my streaming media now comes in multiple formats, all in my lap with my iPhone sitting on my knee.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's absolutely the worst. No, it's bad. I will sit with 6 or 7 screens around me.
I do that horribly. But, you know, as I look at things, we should probably take a commercial break, take a break for a second and a half.
Before we do, I had just one continuation on the news that I had last week about the Steam, the new interface Steam has for playing games on your TV with a controller. They are next year going to be releasing basically their own Steam console.
Yep. I heard about that. It's pretty slick.
Gasp.
How cool is that? Yeah, that's pretty neat. And then my other piece of news was I actually found an article that talked about the period of time that someone will wait for a video to buffer online before they stop watching. And this is a study done by Amherst College, I think it was.
It's a really slick study.
It's 2 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, there is a drastic drop-off in the number of people who will watch a video if it has to buffer for more than 2 seconds.
You know, not anything
I believe it.
Yeah.
I can see that.
There are some things where it's like, I'm pretty sure I should watch this, so I'll wait. But there are some of them it's like, nope.
So Dan, keep your file size down video. Or you're going to lose your audience.
Well, that's why we run through all the companies that we do, so it comes up for them at their speed rather than our speed. But we have all of the bonus tracks, and you know, I found on my excellent connection, it comes up pretty quick. So I blame people for not paying the right amount of money for their internet connection. Why you got to put it on me?
So y'all buy yourself some 50 meg.
Yeah, exactly.
It's apparently worth it for buffering.
Yeah, for $35 per month from USI Internet, really? US Internet, yeah. I guess technically. But yeah, commercial break. Once we come back, we will be playing Movie Bluff. So stay tuned.
Woo!
Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast episode 64, which we taped on December 11th, 2012 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, joined by Bennett Wadecamper and Steve Frank Frankenfield. We had a really great time. Glad you've made it this far into the episode. The Movie Bluff round is coming up in just a second, but before we get to that, a couple things we need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find an archive of our episodes, bonus tracks, photos of our guests, and articles that Adam and I are writing. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names. The Buffering Podcast is also on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is a smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. And you can also find the Buffering Podcast on Twitter and Facebook, Twitter at Buffer Podcast. Follow us for updates about the website, episode postings, bonus tracks, photos, fun stuff. You can find the same stuff at Facebook at Facebook.com/Buffering Podcast. So check it out at Buffer Podcast or Facebook.com/Buffering Podcast. Get updates, enjoy the show, subscribe, give us feedback. We love it. Now back to the episode with Movie Bluff with Bennett and Frank. Enjoy.
Spike really into the ground.
Maybe a better place to start, just to keep it friendly and kind of natural, is Tom Cruise movie. That's pretty wide open. We can go a lot of places with it, hopefully.
Optimistically. I will say Mission Impossible 3 movie. So another Tom Cruise movie to you.
Yeah. We'll get it around the circle here.
I am going to say When Harry Met Sally movie.
Top Gun cast.
Oh, Val Kilmer movie. Yeah.
Willow movie.
Some nice audience laughter there.
Yep. Yeah. So another Val Kilmer movie to you, Bennett.
Another Val Kilmer. I can't picture him.
No, you can't help anyone, audience. You can't help anyone.
So eager.
I'm watching you, audience member.
I'm going to have to bow out.
So what happens then?
So that means it's Val Kilmer movie to you, Frank. Val Kilmer
movie, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Ooh. Nice.
Cast.
All right. Yes. I've seen it now as of a couple months ago, and I love the movie. But I'm going to say... Yeah, I'll say
he's
Robert...
He's Gay Perry.
He's Gay Perry. He's fantastic in that movie.
He's hilarious in that movie. And for all you folks in the Midwest, we're sorry for saying fuck so much.
So true.
Robert Downey Jr. movie.
Okay. Then I will say... I will say Iron Man 2, and I will say movie as well.
Now, do the Avengers movies, is it considered the same franchise?
I would call that same. Because, I mean, there's more than one character from the series that
they're the same character, though.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah.
I would call it.
There were two Iron Man movies all on their own.
But I would say the Incredible, movie. Like Bruce Banner in the Incredible Hulk. Versus Bruce Banner and the Avengers could be different, but since they're the same character.
I would agree with Bennett on that one.
That's true.
Different producer, different director, different script writer.
Also true, but not relevant to different studio rules.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
Do your best?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that's a... If nothing else, we can perpetuate a game on it.
On Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, come on.
Huh?
I got to think of something for
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Don't look at me that way. This game is so much harder to play when you have someone judging you with their judgy eyes.
It's not our fault you're good with names of things.
And movies and times and dates and everything.
I could recite the story to you from front to back.
It gets a lot harder when you're actually...
Oh no, she
when
would
it
be
comes
able to.
To your turn.
No, she's dude, done it before.
She would, she's super good at this game.
Oh,
she's done it before.
Super good at this game. That's why she's not allowed to play. Dan, you would.
No. She played the Leonard Maltin game. That's what it was.
The Leonard Maltin game. I don't like the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah, that was fun.
Stop stalling.
Let's keep it going.
You caught me,
Robert Downey Jr.
I know because I stall all the time.
Robert Downey Jr.
I know the tactic well.
Oh
yeah, thank you. Come on.
Just
the movie about the prodigy with the cello player, and I can't remember his name. It is a single word.
Just don't force it. Don't force it. Just
I feel like I'm sitting in the toilet right now.
Let it out.
I'd prefer if you didn't let it out, if you don't mind.
It's a nice chair, I know.
The name of the movie. Yeah.
Or challenge or bluff
or think of another movie entirely. Sometimes that happens where you're focused so hard on one movie.
You can't think of it, but as soon as you turn away.
I can't think of any other movies with him right now. The same thing that you had just a minute ago.
Yeah.
My brain freeze.
What you got?
I'm going to call it The Protégé.
And you have to lock it in with movie or
cast. I know who's in the cast too.
Well, I'm gonna call you on that one.
You can feel free. Yeah,
I don't think.
Are you asking me if I can?
Protégé
name the
is the.
It is
not
the name of the movie.
It's not. It's
nope.
Not the name
and
of the
she
movie.
Knows it. What is
no,
the name
and
of the
and
movie? The soloist. It's not a single word.
Okay.
We have to back up. So that means it's.
That means I'm eliminated.
Yes, which that means it's Robert Downey Jr. movie to you, Adam.
To me, and I should have been thinking about what movie I was going to say while you were thinking about what movie you were trying really? To say.
Does this game always take 8 hours?
Amateurs. You're playing with amateurs.
I'm not even up
you would
to
think
amateur
I would
level.
Know how to play my own game.
You'd think that.
Yeah.
Too focused.
But it's grown out of it's grown up. My baby has grown up. That's all that's happened right now. And
see,
also,
this is pro stalling right here.
Professional quality.
You didn't even
stalling.
Know that I was stalling for a while.
I did not.
There.
I thought you were just describing the movie.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so
focusing
Robert
the
Downey
game.
Jr. He has been
in movies.
In movies.
At times.
You can do TV
people.
Shows, right?
Yeah. You can.
You can also do TV shows.
But commercials don't count, apparently.
What?
What if it's a Super Bowl commercial?
Oh. No.
Oh, damn. What was he in recently that I know?
Though he was in a commercial recently.
He was in Modern Warfare commercial.
Yes. Though it was weird in the different versions that existed where there's one where he gets his surprise or whatever the gotcha or whatever his tag was. Yep. But then there's the, he's locked onto, shit, and flies away. But now on a lot of the videos I've seen, it's just like, oh, shit, and he just flies away. It's like, hey, Robert Downey Jr., what's up? He's like, you just see him on screen. He's like, oh, shit. Okay. I guess you were flying by. And Adam,
is getting, you're stalling for him now.
I was being polite for a second there.
That's next level stalling. Right
there. I was helping to try to perpetuate this a bit.
You could have just tried to bluff it.
Yeah.
Well, I still could.
Yeah.
Now we got you pinned.
No.
Like a fly on the wall.
It's entirely possible that I've had an answer this entire time.
These are lines.
And yet it's just been stalling the episode itself.
I'm just these cooking Dan right now, actually. That's all I'm doing.
Will you answer, boy?
I'm not actually doing that.
Or challenge him.
I was trying to think of, there was a movie that came out recently that he was in.
Yep.
Where he plays the same typical character that he usually does.
Yep.
It might have been a period piece.
No.
No, it was not a period piece.
Of course
my brain is unfrozen.
Not really a period piece as in like a couple centuries ago, but maybe like 20th century, right?
How about you answer? For
10.
The, like, absolutely. Honestly, you're like 2 minutes in here.
All right.
Oh, just bow out, dude. Or challenge him.
I'm going to say that you can't name another
Sherlock Holmes. Oh! God damn it. Really?
Son of a bitch.
I don't actually know.
I've been sitting here
not
screaming
England.
In my brain. Screaming.
No.
I wish I had ESP.
No.
I was trying to think of the one
no.
where he's with the hangover guy.
Okay. Well.
Oh, the due date.
What else?
Yeah, that was the one you were thinking it was the due date.
Cripes.
No, my brain froze as soon as I bowed out.
So Dan wins.
You're right. You get pressure on
so
you.
So I got
just,
that.
That's what happens.
So Dan wins
got
this
that
round.
Point.
Yeah, Dan's got that point.
Bennett, you're the first person out for this round. You start with your choice of actor, actress, TV show, movie, and it comes my way.
Okay. Let's start Sarah Michelle Gellar movie.
Wow, way to go. High five.
I don't know how.
No. I get it. It's just like, wow, I haven't thought about her in a while.
No, exactly. Use that. That's good.
Okay, then I will say Robot Chicken.
Oh, thank God.
That is like the biggest cop out.
No, because she played one of her characters on there.
No, I know, but I feel like if you do like Robot Chicken or Family Guy, you should be able to name the episode.
Why?
Because you could just say Family Guy for basically anybody, and then
you can say Saturday Night Live for just about anybody.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to use that one next.
Okay, well, let him go.
That's
so,
nice. Enough,
fair enough.
Robot Chicken, and I will say movie. So another Sarah Michelle Gellar to you, sir.
Right. So sometimes with Robot Chicken and SNL and other shows like that, it does explode the game back out, and it can take it in another direction, which
is helpful.
Fun. Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm going to say Buffy the Vampire Slayer and movie.
That exasperated sigh from Frank.
That was your answer, wasn't it? You have to think of something else now.
Yeah, I know.
Good thing I have something
else. What
else
would anyone
now.
Say for her first pick?
Oh, come on.
Well, yeah, the person who came up with the category has it. Yeah, of course, Brennan.
I've got another answer.
I mean, like the gut reaction. What would your first answer most likely be?
Oh, definitely.
Buffy the Vamp. That's the first thing I came up with. Like, oh, wait, no, she played herself.
Oh, come on. Hey.
Another one.
Yes. Or anything she's been in. Okay, don't do that.
Obvious. Yeah.
It is. Audience member thinks it's obvious. Kids at home. And she's nodding to Steve. She's not actually helping
him. She also is IMDb.
So that's good.
She is IMDb. No, she is.
Oh, okay, Staller.
No, she is IMDb. It's like I have a movie encyclopedia in my living room.
Yeah, but you can't.
How am I not at a disadvantage?
Because you're relying on her.
Yeah. I asked her if she wanted to swap out with me.
And she said she would have killed me. So, what you got?
She enjoys watching you struggle. Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, there it is.
You're out.
All right. Does it go movie to me?
Well, it's actually up to Adam to determine if he wants to do movie or cast.
Right. And we're going to go...
We could take this some fun ways.
We're going to go... Oh, what? Yeah. Yeah. Cast.
You just thought of an answer before you should cast, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You can do that.
What was the movie?
Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
Wasn't Ben Stiller in that? I'm going to go Ben Stiller.
And you have to lock it
I'm
in
gonna
with
go a movie.
I'm going to say no, he wasn't in that one.
But he was in every movie.
if he produced it himself and directed himself.
I don't know if anyone else can verify that or assume or believe.
No, just verified it.
No.
Yeah.
No. So that means it's Cruel Intentions cast to me, and I will say Ryan Phillippe. Movie.
Ryan Phillippe. That's down to you and me again, isn't it? Cripes.
I have my answer, and I know what I will do.
Steven, you can't sub in an audience member in the middle of the show.
Why not?
It's not allowed.
It's uncouth.
It is. It's uncouth.
Now sit down and be couth.
Quit stalling for Adam.
Fine, I'll be couth.
Yes.
No, Adam was
the one who stalling right there.
You are witnessing master guru level stalling right now.
Teach me. I will be your grasshopper.
So, stalling so hard, I forgot what I'm supposed to
be.
Ryan Phillippe.
If those of you watching at home can name one, you win.
His last name is similar to Philippines, which is a country.
That I
And he was
am
married
from.
To Reese Witherspoon for a while, and then they got divorced, and they were an adorable couple. So
well, not all of us subscribe to Us Weekly.
No, I just remember that. Like, I remember that they were one of those, like, thought they were actually going to make it couples
Hollywood
that just kind of hung out in the background.
Yeah.
And there's like, oh, that's actually kind of unfortunate.
Well, I don't know.
I can't remember Ryan Phillippe's face, but I'm going to say that you cannot name another movie.
Of Antitrust.
All right.
Of course he can. He's
with Rachel Lee Cook.
All right. Fine.
Who I also don't
adorable.
Know.
Dan, you have another point.
Woo!
I feel like Dan has always won these games.
Not always. There are my off days, but it's been working to my advantage today.
He does it every week.
The practice helps. Which
anyway.
I mean, you can spread this to friends.
That's
it's,
true.
It's
I was
easy
say, like,
to
like,
instill
I mean,
on
well, if
others.
I become a more regular guest,
I'm
I feel
pretty
like
sure
I
we could take him
watch
at League
movies.
Of Legends.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, easily.
What do you play?
Support and solo top.
Tank and AD carry.
Tank isn't a role.
Blah, blah,
right.
blah. I don't know Back what you're talking about.
Moving on to the movie game.
Back to our game.
Not revealing how bad. I say we have time for one more.
Of course we do.
One more round, yes.
Yeah.
Who was first out? Wait, I was. So
yes.
I get to start
so
this next
round. So you start,
round.
And it goes to Adam.
To Adam.
So, Koosh ball it with an actor, actress, movie, or TV show.
Which Cassidy and the Sundance Kid cast?
Oh. Huh. You're taking it back.
I am a bit of a movie watcher from the old days.
Okay.
Actually, it's just where I am in my movie library at this point. We start at the beginning.
Well,
very good place to start.
I'm trying to think of his co-star, but this will work. Paul Newman movie. It's funny that I know his face better from salad dressing bottles than from actual movies.
And you name one person who doesn't.
True.
And Fig Newman's.
Oh, the whimsical face.
I love Fig Newman's.
Unfortunately, I don't know where to take this that isn't horribly cruel from the first get-go.
Why?
Because my...
You can.
My knowledge... Well,
wait, you actually know one?
I do have another answer.
The audience is getting bitter.
It's usually because I try to make it like everyone touches the hack once before I start.
You can touch the hack once. There's a
no,
really
but
good
I can't.
One.
I can't pass. Or,
send it to me.
Oh, to him. Yeah, you.
Yeah,
can.
All I have is evil left in me for this one because my knowledge of Paul Newman is limited. So the first answer that I'd come up with is silent movie, and then I'd say cast because that's what I'd have to do.
And he wouldn't have one
because that's a really cruel answer unless you. Know the works of that director really well.
Or really love Paul Newman.
That too.
Which I do.
So, Bennett, I apologize for sending silent movie cast to you.
You said silent movie cast?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to do the only option I can. I'm going to have to challenge you, Dan.
Okay.
That's actually not a bad move at this point because he did say he doesn't know any other movies.
Yeah, so this changes the tone quickly.
Right? This does.
Like you have to name a cast member.
Yeah, so I have to name somebody from the cast
that I've never seen.
Yes. And to that, I will say Mel Brooks, and I will say movie to Frank.
And I'll say The Color of Money, and I'll say cast.
The Color of Money?
You can't say that. He just did it. Bam. I'm just here for witty commentary.
it's working for you. I think it's a thing. You could become a regular with this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
What was it? Color of Money.
The Color of Money cast.
I can't hear you because of my over-the-ear headphones, audience member. But
hey,
yeah.
if she can't help me of all people,
I happened to be looking in her direction, and she happened to be
mouthing a cast member. Who's...
But I didn't even catch what it was, so I'm gonna make an educated guess and say Gene Wilder movie.
So here's where it gets fun. Is God, I don't know. So. I'd rather just keep this game going to make it more fun.
There we go. Good sport.
And I will say... I always get these mixed up because I'm stupid. I believe it's Charlie in the Chocolate Factory... And I will say, I will say movie to be nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
The producers. Cast.
Ooh.
The old one or the new one?
The one
with
he's
Gene
in.
Wilder
well, the
is
one
in.
That Gene Wilder's in.
There
of
you go.
That makes sense. Yep.
So who is the other person you can name?
I wish I could jump through that window. That's for sure. wait.
Yes?
He has an interesting name.
He has a very interesting name.
Yes.
Probably my favorite actor name of all time.
My favorite is very close to it because it's Rip Torn. But that's because I also love, like, he's one of those people, I love his voice.
Okay, yes.
And so the name and awesome voice really work together for him.
I'll give you that one. That was a good selection, but I still say...
That this person, they do
favorite.
Have a very awesome name.
Why?
I got what you're going for. Shit. I was just like, I don't know how much longer you could do that, and he'd still...
I can't quite see you in my peripheral vision right now.
Yeah.
Eyeballs,
that's really not going to help.
Sun, eyes.
I mean, it was a really good hint in all reality. Yes.
Eyeball. Yes, that's what it is. The latest Apple product.
Yes. Nope.
Is there a Z in the name?
How about you give an answer?
Give a guess.
As you continue to stall.
I don't even remember why we're here.
Wang boom bow.
Just the embarrassed sigh of a defeated man.
What you got?
I've debated watching this one in my Netflix queue.
It's
I have to bow out.
Now I'll say
I'm ashamed.
I put this in my queue for a long time and I actually watched it and I didn't enjoy it all that much.
Yeah, I
it's not the best. Gene Wilder, yeah, if I could now, yeah, I've said this 100 times. If I put Gene Wilder and Nathan
Lane
together in the same version,
yes,
that'd be the perfect
one. I agree. So now, are you bowing out to a challenge or to a pass?
I'm just bowing out.
It goes to Dan.
To me. So it's, and I always mispronounce the last name, but I assume that you will know who I'm talking about by saying
hopefully.
Zero Mostel.
That, perfect. There you
Thank you.
Zero Mostel.
Oh.
Yeah, you were very close with the Z. And she had the zero out in her hand.
Oh, it wasn't an eyeball. It was a zero.
Why would that be an eyeball?
Because
or a telescope. She had it up to her eyes. So
she's like,
thinking,
yeah, she was doing this. It was a little.
She's like taking her eye.
In any case.
Eye. Okay.
Zero Mostel and.
And now it gets tricky because I'm trying to remember all of my old producer's knowledge here.
Well, I mean, the cast is pretty limited.
Exactly. And that's a problem. And I'm trying to think of that guy's
he's
name.
He's got an impressive filmography. Yeah, just I'd say yeah.
I'm challenging myself for a second and a half.
I'll dual wield on this one.
And that's the thing. I know that you know what I'd be sending at you, so it's just kind of like,
and
a moot point.
He's thinking a couple moves ahead now.
No, I can corner you.
I'm chessing this one.
No, I know, and well, I can corner you pretty quickly here too.
Yeah, very quickly. And so I will just respectfully, you know, give it my all and say, a funny thing happened on the way to the forum, and I will say movie. No, wait.
You said movie. You took your hand off the piece.
No, I screwed up because my answer was already Zero Mostel, because that's what I had to say to get to it. So I just have to say Zero Mostel movie.
You just gave me one, there but I go. Will do a different one because I needed to corner you with this.
Whatever.
Check. Fiddler on the Roof.
Cast. There you go.
Yeah, and that's actually my favorite recording other than... Wait.
Oh, well, do you know?
No. Oh, my God. What is that? No, wait. But that guy might have just played him.
Are you talking about the
other guy that's
the modern Broadway
him.
Recording? Yeah, I don't know who the actor I know at all. You do? You know everything.
Yeah, that one. That one.
Yeah,
that's why I thought but Zero's my favorite. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Well, he originated the role.
Yeah. Okay, so I just want to know. So I will, as my bow out challenge, and I want to hear an answer.
What movie?
Cast, as you so put it to me.
Cast? Oh, what was the name of the actor who played Topol? Huh? I can't remember the name of the actor. Who's going to use?
That sounds like he
I
loses
can see his
audience.
Face. No, I think I lose, actually, because I remember his face, and I can't remember
Come
the
on.
Actor's name at all. No, I'm not even close. I can't even bullshit it.
Take out Dan. You can do it. Use your brain power.
Crush him with your...
Name someone from the cast.
Edward James Olmos.
No
movie.
No, there's no movie. This is it.
No, this is it.
No, I cannot think of the name.
I cannot
think of the name's man. What was the name? No, you know the name. You know the name of the actor who played Topol in that
what?
In the Broadway. No, what's the name of the guy? Sorry, the guy. The lover, the young guy who gets sent to Siberia. The character's name.
Why do you need to know the character name? Who?
Because now, because it'll jog my memory.
Oh.
He gets sent to Siberia. Which daughter is he
he's with the one that starts with the T. That's why I keep forgetting for confusing his name. Yeah. No.
So this is being.
I just stepped all over my own feet. I just stepped all over my own feet.
Yeah.
So I cornered you, and then hoped you would just bow out, and then you challenged me back.
Well, that's his only move. That's
his only move.
That's my only move, and I'll take it. And that
gives you the final point. And tonight's round of Movie Bluff goes to
luck for that last
Dan Whalen.
Woo. But Frank, since you were the first person out for this. Or the last person out for this, I should say. Do you have anything to plug? Anything that's going on?
I do actually.
Friday or thereafter that you want people to know about?
It's not going on Friday. It's going on.
I mean, Friday or thereafter.
Thereafter. What I'd love all of our listeners to do is either get cable or watch their VH1 on their already acquired cable after March of this year, because I will be starring in a reality television show that at this point is only known as the Grand River Singers Project. It'll be on VH1, it'll be 8 episodes, and it's going to be a brilliant piece of television-making history.
Awesome.
So check out your VH1, check out your regular scheduled program. I don't really know how that works anymore, because I don't even have cable. But you should. You should watch it.
Go watch me.
Because I stream all of my media. Now, the idea behind it is an adult show choir gets their chance at stardom. So check that out, Grand River Singers Project on VH1.
Cool. And then I know you're on awesome. Twitter.
I'm on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at SG Frankenfield.
You might want to help them out.
FrankenField. Or it's just SG Frank, and I'm the only one that comes up.
Basically.
Okay.
And then anything else, or is that your big to-do?
That is my big to-do at this point, yes.
There you go. All right. Bennett, how about you? Do you have anything that you know about? Anything that you're going to participating in, want other people to know about?
No, I don't think so. The internet sneaks up on me. I'm like, oh, there's a tournament going on. Oh, there's something going on. Yeah.
All right. Are you on Twitter?
I am, but I was only on there for one night to follow Freak during a tournament.
Good choice.
So nothing really developing from that angle.
No. Following me would get you nowhere. I'm following one person right now, so.
You gotta start following to get followers.
True.
You gotta pay money to make money.
Very true. Adam, how about you?
Well, just thinking over my events. Oh, Christmas with the Dregs is coming up.
Yes. At Kieran's on, yes. Is that the 20th?
It is the
21st. 21st
Friday. The 21st. And yep, 8 o'clock at, is it Kieran's?
I believe it's at Kieran's.
Okay. We're going to operate on that assumption right now and perhaps correct it if we're wrong.
I believe so.
Yeah, so that's coming up very soon. I believe that's everything I wanted to mention right now. Go see The Hobbit, obviously.
that was actually going to be one of mine if no one else mentioned it.
Yeah. I already got my tickets. Gonna rock the midnight showing at the zoo. So
best place in the cities to see a movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be fun. Oh, I saw The Dark Knight on IMAX at the zoo. That was freaking brilliant. That was actually
Tron Legacy. There was good too.
Oh, I believe it. But yeah, seeing the
Avatar there was incredible.
Oh, wow. Well, the really cool thing about seeing The Dark Knight at the zoo was when they had the IMAX shots that were full screen they shot multiple sequences for that movie in IMAX. Thank you, Christopher Nolan. Thank you.
He's aware of the technology.
Yes, he is. And he, but the first shot, you've got the electric cello doing the... And it's like the symbol is coming towards you, and then there's that one drum hit where it goes to the cityscape, mm-hmm. and that's when it pops to IMAX the first time, and it's just like mind blown. And so yeah, I'm really excited to see The Hobbit IMAX 3D. You can find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN, but yeah. Maybe I'll start posting regularly again. We'll see.
Why don't you just link your Facebook account to it?
That's what I do.
I used to have a phone that would
You link your Facebook right to your Twitter.
Yeah, your Facebook account. Like going to Facebook and then
you link it, and then you just got to go through Twitter and your Facebook faces. It's great. It's great, dude.
Sonny, what's this newfangled technology you're talking about?
That was actually on the new entered words in the Webster's Dictionary, newfangled.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Or I guess not words, but phrases. I guess it wouldn't be the Urban Dictionary. That's what it was.
Probably.
Not Webster's. Not even close. Word.
Anyway. Yeah, that's that. You can find out what music I've been listening to lately on Last FM. My handle there is AdMan7. And Dan, what do you have?
I plug this every time. It's still going on through the end of the month. Go to Walker Arts Center for the British Arrows Awards. Lots of really cool British advertisements set. It's like an hour and 15 or so, and it's just all award-winning television advertisements for a variety of products and messages and things like that. Really cool. $10 if you are not a member of the Walker Arts Center. $8 if you are. WalkerArt.org is where you can find out more information about that. It goes through the end of the month. Really fun, really cool. Had a great time. And Hobbit. I think that was it for me. So you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whelan. Whelan. And yeah, so thank you for listening to episode 64. Frank, thank you for being on. Bennett, thank you for being on.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. And joining us for your first time, and Frank for returning again for your third time.
My hat trick. Thank you for having me, boys.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And we will see everybody next week for episode 65.
Hooray!
There we go.